local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Now we welcome you into hour number three on a Monday, almost May. It is April 29th, 2024. Joe and Austin with you on Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon and evening each and every day. Text line 850-437-1620 and the traffic line is 262-6111. Kicking things off with today's top three stories, Secretary of State Antony Blinken today says he's urging Hamas to accept Israel's latest proposal for a ceasefire deal that includes the release of hostages, calling it extraordinarily generous on the part of Israel.
We are determined to do everything we can to bring an end to the terrible human suffering that we're seeing every single day in Gaza among children, women, men who've been caught in a terrible crossfire of Hamas's making.
And Hamas negotiators are in Egypt today meeting with Qatari and Egyptian mediators. Meanwhile, anti-Israel protesters defying a Columbia University deadline to disband and leave campus. Protests still raging on campuses all over the country. The university officials at Columbia had a deadline of 2 o'clock this afternoon for those protesters to disband and leave campus. They did not, so we'll see what happens. At least 5 people dead after a powerful storm system spawned tornadoes in the Midwest.
And so just making sure that people have what they need is the most important thing right now. And the other efforts as we begin to come in and help the city managers, the elected officials, navigate what's next for them here.
Four-month-old baby, one of 4 people killed in Oklahoma, another person killed in Iowa, and at least a couple of towns suffering severe destruction in that round of severe weather and tornadoes yesterday. That's a look at our top three stories. Another major national headline in North Carolina. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. Austin, how are the roads looking, sir?
Thank you very much, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Direct Auto. Don't let your expensive car insurance compromise how you get around. Stop compromising and keep driving with Direct Auto. Get a free quote at directauto.com. Now, getting on to the question Joe had for me. Looking at the roads here, luckily, my answer form is pretty short. For the last 40 minutes or so, we've had pretty smooth sailing roads, and that appears to still be the case now. So if you're having problems wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
Cloudy skies tonight with a 40% chance that a little rain may move through the area as we head through the overnight hours. Lows will fall into the upper 60s, so pretty warm all night long. During the day Tuesday, we continue with a 40% chance for a shower or thunderstorm to pop up. Mostly cloudy skies with high temperatures pretty close to 80 degrees. The weather on Wednesday will be mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Looking at our local headlines, a couple of big local updates as well, with both the Escambia and Santa Rosa sheriffs holding news conferences today. The first, a triple shooting yesterday. 2 suspects on the loose behind yesterday's triple murder near the Jackson Square parking lot. Sheriff Chip Simmons says 26-year-old Marquise Turner, 26-year-old Michael Karstarfen, and 23-year-old Trayshawn Powers were killed in a targeted ambush.
When we got there, there were already the victims were already out of the car, and there were witnesses that were already doing CPR. Our deputies took over to CPR while at the same time, they're creating a perimeter, they're establishing a command post, they're coordinating response of additional deputies. So they did just a great job in what is a chaotic scene, as you can imagine.
The 3 victims were inside a parked car when 2 suspects snuck up from behind and started firing. Simmons says the shootings may be retaliatory for a past incident. They're asking anybody with information to give the sheriff's office or Crime Stoppers a ring. Meanwhile, in Santa Rosa County, Sheriff Bob Johnson says an alert neighbor is to thank for the arrest of a man who was allegedly holding a woman against her will inside of a Pace home Saturday.
About 9:30, we got a call. A neighbor tried calling one of her neighbors. The neighbor did not answer the phone, and she saw a man leave the house and go to a truck and get some zip ties and go back in the home.
And 53-year-old Jeffrey Holly is now facing multiple charges, including kidnapping, domestic battery, and resisting arrest. Johnson says making matters worse is that he was just released from the Department of Corrections 3 months ago after serving time for false imprisonment against the same victim. When deputies arrived Saturday, they found the victim laying on the garage floor with her wrists tied behind her back and her ankles duct taped. Also, a heavy police presence throughout the day in Century today as dozens of officers and deputies are searching for a wanted suspect. At last check, 41-year-old Christopher Pace was still on the loose, wanted on several charges including arson, trespassing, and resisting arrest. NorthScambia.com reporting that searchers have involved deputies with the Sheriff's Office, FWC, and the Century Correctional Institution canine units are looking for him in an area, wooded area, primarily along West Highway 4 near Pleasant Hill Road. Pace is considered armed and dangerous, and anybody with information is encouraged to contact local law enforcement. We'll take a break there. 619, state and national news next on Pensacola right now.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $5 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the beginning of tax season, and scammers know the threat of an IRS audit gets people to pay. Know that the IRS will never initiate contact through email, and any email threatening an audit is just a scam. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
No word in the English language is less convincing. Then probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in Thursday at 10:30 and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and installation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, save 35% on New South Windows products and installation.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked extensively about the White House press correspondents' dinner with jokes from Joe Biden and from Colin Jost. Also talked about the idea of traffic concurrency for new homes, which Commissioner Jeff Bergosh has said he supports. And I've said, hey, I will support you if you bring it before the primary, bring it before the election. Let's have a vote on it. Also had a good conversation with Sheriff Bob Johnson about the protests on college campuses around the nation. You can catch all of those segments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. And luckily, it's not much of a check. There's not a lot going on the roads right now. That appears to still be the case now. So if you're, forgive me. My eyes have betrayed me. I am now seeing that we do have an accident report on Gulf Breeze Parkway. This is if you're traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. We've got some very heavy backups in that area. Outside of that, however, there does not appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long.
All right, here's Alan with the forecast.
Tonight, the weather will be cloudy, and there's a 40% chance that a shower may move through the area. Otherwise, low temperatures on the warm side in the upper 60s. That 40% chance for rain continues right on through the day Tuesday, mostly cloudy with highs right around 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. 6:25 here at News Radio. Looking at state headlines today, Tampa police releasing more details into the discovery of a newborn baby on the University of Tampa campus. The infant, a girl, was found near a residence hall wrapped in a towel and placed in a garbage bin. The child's body was taken to the medical examiner's office for an autopsy. Also, the mother was found and was taken to an area hospital.
And Governor Ron DeSantis has announced funding for people with developmental disabilities in the state of Florida.
We're going to have more than $2.2 billion for agency for persons with disabilities for service through our iBudget waiver.
The governor made the announcement on Monday at the Ells Center of Excellence. It's a facility for children with autism in Jupiter. As part of the next budget, DeSantis said $2.2 million will go to the agency for persons with disabilities. That's the most in state history. $1 million is also earmarked for a recreational complex at the Ells Center, which was founded by PGA golfer Ernie Ells and his wife.
New mothers will soon get a free pass from participating in jury duty. Across Florida, Governor DeSantis signing more than two dozen bills late last week, including one exempting moms from jury duty who had birth within 6 months of their summoning date. Other bills include new rules for mobile home parks, teen labor regulations, and the use of AI in political ads.
In keeping with the DeSantis theme, him and Donald Trump have met in Miami to make amends and discuss fundraising. According to the Washington Post, the two met yesterday for a private meeting brokered by political allies that resulted in DeSantis agreeing to assist Trump. The pair had reportedly not talked since DeSantis dropped out of the race for the GOP presidential nomination back in January.
Looking at our national headlines, three U.S. Marshals killed and five police officers were hurt after a shootout in Charlotte.
Today's an absolute tragic day for the city of Charlotte and for the profession of law enforcement. Today we lost some heroes that are out to just simply trying to keep our community safe.
That is Police Chief Johnny Jennings, who says the officers were serving a warrant at a home when a suspect opened fire. That suspect died, but another person inside the home started firing soon after, hitting and killing the marshals. Two suspects inside the home were being questioned earlier this afternoon.
And Texas is suing to stop changes to Title IX. The federal regulation is supposed to protect against sex-based discrimination in schools, but it's being expanded by the Biden White House to include gender identity. In a statement, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says that destroys protections for women. He fears it would force schools to permit biological males to use female restrooms and locker rooms, and if they refuse, federal funding would be withheld.
Almost a month after seven of its workers were killed on an Israeli airstrike, World Central Kitchen is resuming its charity work in war-torn Gaza. The D.C.-based charity, which provides meals to people facing war or natural disaster, says operations will resume today with a Palestinian team delivering food in that area.
And Speaker Mike Johnson is facing threats for his removal from some conservatives in his party. Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene, of course, she's the one who kicked this whole thing off. She said on Sunday that Johnson's days as Speaker are numbered after he backed additional military aid for Ukraine. It's not clear if or when she will call the motion to a vote on the House floor, but two Republicans have already backed the effort. Meanwhile, Democrats have signaled that they would vote to save Johnson's job.
Also, a new plan to deal with the flood of illegal immigration that's coming across the rural parts of the Texas border involves stadium lights. Homeland Security is looking at those, but that doesn't sit well with environmental groups.
We'll blast into wildlife refuges, and this lighting is devastating for wildlife. It affects migratory birds. It affects animals that hunt at night.
And he says the construction is being done in violation of the Endangered Species Act. This comes as illegal immigration into Texas is on the decline. Instead, those seeking asylum are headed west to California. Near San Diego, in one sector, crossings were up 85% in February.
My goodness. The first trial in a pandemic relief funds fraud case is set to start today in Minneapolis. Seven defendants are charged with wire fraud and money laundering. They all had ties to a Minnesota business that enrolled in federal meal programs to feed needy children in April of 2020. The defendants are accused of receiving more than $40 million in federal reimbursements for claiming to serve over 18 million meals to children across the state of Minnesota.
Looking at our top three stories, recap here, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says a deal is on the table from Israel that is extraordinarily generous, and he's urging Hamas to accept that proposal for a ceasefire that would also include the release of hostages. On Columbia University's campus today, anti-Israel protesters defying the 2 o'clock Eastern Time deadline to disband and leave campus, and at least 5 people dead after a powerful storm system spawned tornadoes across 4 states, 4 people killed in Oklahoma, another dead in the state of Iowa as well. 6:30 is the time. We'll get a look at our sports news, health, business, and science, entertainment, and some of the more lighter stuff in the rounds today. Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. Several officers on a federal fugitive task force get struck by gunfire near Charlotte, North Carolina this afternoon. Charlotte Mecklenburg Chief of Police Johnny Jennings.
There were 3 members of the U.S. Marshals task force who were pronounced deceased.
5 other officers are injured. 1 suspect was shot and killed, while 2 other people of interest were arrested after a long standoff. Columbia University begins suspending students according to new rules imposed with ongoing protests against Israel's war against Hamas. They're refusing to take down an encampment on the Manhattan campus. Columbia spokesman Ben Chang says the university will take a stand against hateful language and the harassment of Jewish students.
Anti-Semitic language and actions are unacceptable, and calls for violence are simply abhorrent.
Columbia is now offering virtual classes amid the unrest. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. As had been expected in recent days, Bob Bakish is stepping down as Paramount Global CEO. The entertainment company will install an office of the CEO consortium, 3 company division heads, to replace him. This news as Paramount continues to talk with Skydance Media about a potential merger before their exclusivity window closes on May 3rd. Paramount shares are up 1% in after-hours trading. With investors continuing to digest earnings news, stocks managed modest gains in the regular Monday session. The Dow Industrials rose 146 points, the S&P 500 added 16, and the Nasdaq Composite gained 55. Well, she's got a new album coming out in May, and Billie Eilish today announced plans for a world tour that'll begin in September. The 22-year-old multiple Grammy Award winner's Hit Me Hard and Soft tour will kick off in September, continue around North America through December, and then hit several overseas spots in 2025. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. The Minnesota Timberwolves swept the Phoenix Suns. What's next for Minnesota? Well, the defending champion Nuggets are right around the corner as they're up 3-1 and can close out the Lakers tonight. I won't pick against Denver in these playoffs, but it's clear Anthony Edwards doesn't fear anyone. We know Minnesota will follow its leader, and if it isn't good enough to secure 4 wins, it won't be because the stage was too big for Anthony Edwards and his teammates. I'm Zach Gelb.
Don't sweat a swing and miss thanks to insurance tokens from BetMGM. Add an MLB wager to your bet slip and activate your bet insurance token. If your bet with the token applied doesn't hit, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets up to a specified maximum amount. That's another chance to step up to the plate and bet on the action out there on the diamond. Go to your BetMGM account today to claim your bet insurance token and get your stake back in bonus bets if your MLB wager using the token doesn't win. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and official sports betting partner of MLB. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Email from school. About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Severe weather can strike at any time. Anytime.
New tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
Anytime.
Looking at the map here, this is west of Bellevue, pushing eastward across West Pensacola.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area. Now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time. When you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 90. News Radio Pensacola, forgive me. Just past 6:35 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. It's been pretty smooth sailing over the past, 50 minutes or so. We do have an accident report on Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you're traveling southbound on Avalon Boulevard, right where you meet the parkway near Tiger Point, that general area, we do have an accident there that is still causing some backups. But outside of that, there's not much that should hold you up for too long.
All right, very good. Here's Alan with the forecast.
Cloudy skies tonight with a 40% chance that a little rain may move through the area. As we head through the overnight hours, lows will fall into the upper 60s, so pretty warm all night long. During the day Tuesday, we continue with a 40% chance for a shower or thunderstorm to pop up. Mostly cloudy skies with high temperatures pretty close to 80 degrees. The weather on Wednesday will be mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. 6:38, Austin, anything exciting happening in the world of sports tonight?
Well, yes, actually, there is a lot going on. Starting with some more postseason action, both the NBA and NHL. Let's see, the NBA should be getting underway shortly. It's a TNT doubleheader, Celtics at Heat at 6:30, followed by Lakers at Nuggets at 9, so that might just now be starting. We also got Thunder at Pelicans between those two, tipping off at 7:30 on NBA TV. And the Lakers and Pelicans both trying to avoid elimination tonight, so very pivotal evening in NBA basketball. NHL playoffs has been going on. ESPN doubleheader Lightning at Panthers started at 6. Speaking of teams avoiding elimination, the Lightning are doing just that. With about 7 minutes to go in the first period, they are up 1-0 on the Panthers there. That's going to be followed by the Stars at Golden Knights at 8:30. Any moment now, we should have Twins at White Sox getting underway on FS1 if you want some televised MLB action, regardless of how mediocre the game sounds. Rays at Brewers will be getting underway at the same time. Won't be televised, but nonetheless a Floridian team if you want to keep your eye on it. Let's see. Also got Marlins and Nationals. They started back at 5:40, so that game's been going on for about an hour. And it appears that Washington is up on Miami 2-0. So sorry, Marlins fans there. Let's see. Here locally, we do have some good news coming from UWF football. Multiple Argos have been signed as undrafted free agents following the conclusion of the NFL draft. John Giles, wide receiver, he's going to the Giants. Quarterback Byron Jarrett going to the Jets. And O-lineman Desmond Bland is heading to the Saints. Also, QB Austin Reed got picked up by the Bears. He formerly played at UWF, but most recently was playing at Western Kentucky. So congrats to them.
Absolutely. Yeah, I like that for him.
Oh, for sure.
6:40 here at News Radio, looking at some health, business, and science notes today. NBC Universal is hiking up the price for its Peacock streaming app just before the Summer Olympics. The monthly subscription fee for premium will jump $2 to $7.99 starting July 18th for new subscribers. The price for the mostly ad-free Premium Plus is going up to $13.99. The new prices go into effect for existing subscribers in August.
Oh, can't wait for that. fertility rates in the U.S. are at a record low, and the number of births at the is at the lowest it's been in decades. That's according to provisional data from the CDC. Just under 3.6 million babies were born here last year. That's a 2% decline. And the birth rate was at around 1.6 births per 1,000 women. That's lower than the 2.1% needed to sustain a population, apparently. It is the lowest number of children born since 1979 and the lowest fertility rate ever recorded.
Also, a COVID-19 era hospital requirement is ending this week. Here is Jacqueline Carl reporting.
According to the CDC, hospitals are no longer required to report information pertaining to admissions, occupancy, and other indicators of possible system stress from respiratory disease to federal officials. This marks another milestone in the nation's recovery from the COVID pandemic. Jacqueline Carl, NBC News Radio.
And Wall Street is closing higher to start the week. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 147 points to 38,387. The S&P 500 rose 16 points to 51,16. And lastly, the NASDAQ added 55 points to 15,983.
Big news for Taylor Swift, a record top 14 positions on the Billboard Hot 100, all featuring songs from her newest album, Tortured Poets Department. Number one, Fortnite.
I was supposed to be sent away, but they forgot to come.
There's just a little snippet there. I don't know. I hear it. Do you?
Yeah, I heard it.
You hear it, like as in the justification for being number one.
Oh, no. I thought you were asking me if there was like a technical difficulty.
Nope.
No, Taylor Swift, as I said, I mean, I've mentioned it the past couple hours, and we talk about it every time we mention her. Just not a huge fan.
Yeah, it's all right.
But I mean, clearly I am in the minority on that.
Yeah, no, I get it. So Swift already held the record as the only artist to take over the Hot 100's entire top 10 with Midnights in 2022. So She's definitely building upon that success. Fortnite is her 12th Hot 100 number one.
Oh my goodness. I mean, it's like stats don't lie. That's what they say about, you know, great athletes and stuff. And that's what you say to their doubters. Well, I guess I'm a T-Swizzle hater and the stats don't lie. Challengers tops the box office on its opening weekend. The R-rated drama about a love triangle in the world of competitive tennis earned an estimated $15 million. Meanwhile, Unsung Hero, a drama about the Christian rock group For King and Country, placed second with an estimated $7.7
million. Let's see what else we got going on. Tony Award nominations are being announced tomorrow. There are 36 plays and musicals that can be nominated this season. The award show is going to be on CBS June 16th from the Lincoln Center, so mark it on your calendars.
And Billie Eilish is going out on tour later this year. She's going to start in Canada, and then she will make her way to Baltimore in October. But in all, she will perform in 24 cities through December 17th, and the tour is in support of her upcoming album, Hit Me Hard and Soft. That's going to be dropping on May 17th. Ticket pre-sales start tomorrow with general sale on Friday. Just about 6:45 here, we will get another very quick check of the roads and weather. Once again, as I said in our last update, just one traffic incident being reported. This is on Gulf Breeze Parkway, right where Avalon Boulevard meets the parkway there. It's traveling eastbound. It's going to have you backed up a good ways, but outside of that, there's not much that should hold you up for too long.
Yeah, very good. Here's Alan with the weather forecast.
Tonight, the weather will be cloudy, and there's a 40% chance that a shower may move through the area. Otherwise, low temperatures on the warm side in the upper 60s. That 40% chance for rain continues right on through the day Tuesday, mostly cloudy with highs right around 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, very good. Entertainment Weekly making a list of 25 movies that'll take you back to your childhood. I would say mostly made for millennials, with most of them from the 90s. There were some 80s films on there, some ones earlier there, but it was pretty interesting that the number one millennial movie was a Goofy movie.
I can tell that puzzled you because the pause was very
long. I've seen Goofy movie a few times, but
I don't think I've ever actually sat through and watched the whole thing. I obviously am familiar with the film. I know a lot of people talk about it. I don't know. It doesn't surprise me based on how much talk it gets, but that's a film that I can't relate to personally as far as like, oh yeah, that's a big one. But I am familiar with it.
Yeah.
What else is on there?
Let's see. Air Bud was on there.
Yeah,
Aladdin for sure. Beauty and the Beast. I think for the one that was on the list in the top 25 that made the most sense for me in my life would have been Space Jam.
Yeah, that's a big one. Do you have the whole list on like on your screen right now?
Yeah, I can do that.
I want to ask you, because I know you said it's predominantly targeted at millennials,
right?
But if it's bleeding into my generation at all, are there any High School Musical films
on
there?
No, there was no.
I get nostalgia for that for all the wrong reasons.
So movies in the 2000s, there's Elf coming in at number 7.
All right.
There's Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire
from
2005.
That's not surprising.
Howl's Moving Castle.
Never heard of it. I don't know. I mean, I'm Gen Z. I have not heard of that. The reason why I asked about High School Musical is because every time I was in elementary school, for whatever reason, girls always outnumber boys in elementary school classroom. Don't know what that's about, but I feel targeted. Either way, we would have like movie days and stuff, and it's like, okay, kids, what do you want to watch? Do you want to watch insert objectively better movie here, or do you want to watch High School Musical? And the girls would always outvote the guys every time. So I do have nostalgia for High School Musical, but that's out of hatred more than anything else.
Yeah.
But that's just me. My two favorites are Lion King and Emperor's New Groove. Those are my two.
Yeah. All right, let's see what else we got here. Billie Eilish, she's going out on tour later this year. She'll start in Canada before going to Baltimore in October. In all, she'll perform in 24 cities through December 17th. The tour is... What's up?
Nothing. Go ahead.
The tour is in support of her... Did you read this one already?
Yeah, I was thinking of a joke to make quickly.
All right, go ahead, make the joke.
No, that's the thing. I could think of it in time because you called me out for chuckling. I couldn't think of a joke to make.
All right.
So now I'm the punchline. I hope you're happy, Joe. You called me out. Now you caught me blanking. I couldn't think of anything. But either way, yes, I did already read that.
All right, very good. Let's take a break then. Wacky stories, good news, and recapping our top stories next.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Tune in tomorrow at 10 o'clock to the Pensacola Expert Panel when guests from the Pensacola State College's Charter Academy will be on the show. Learn all about admission requirements, where Charter Academy is located, types of students that succeed in the academy, how students complete both high school and college requirements, and so much more. Tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Winding thing down on a Monday, April 29th, already almost May. That is hard to believe, say that every month, but still applies. Almost May, just 2 days away. Well, I should say a day in about 6 hours or so. Yeah. Welcome into the program, Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. We are informative, local, and dependable. And as we close out the night here, taking a recap of today's top stories, more than three, to be honest with you, because, yeah, we have our traditional top three, but also a pretty serious one in North Carolina, as well as two local ones that had both of our sheriff's office delivering press conferences within about an hour of each other today, which is unusual here. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urging Hamas to accept Israel's latest proposal in what he calls an extraordinarily generous offer on the part of Israel. The deal would include the release of hostages. Hamas negotiators are meeting with mediators in Egypt. Anti-Israel protesters defying the Columbia University deadline of 2 o'clock Eastern time this afternoon to disband and leave campus. And at least five people dead after a spawn of tornadoes across four states. Four people dead in Oklahoma, one in Iowa. And also in North Carolina, tragic story this afternoon where three U.S. Marshals were killed after trying to serve a warrant at a home. A suspect inside opened fire. That suspect died, but another person inside started firing soon after, hitting and killing those marshals. Meanwhile, here locally, a triple homicide yesterday morning. Three men killed after they were sitting in a parked car in the Jackson Square parking lot. And Sheriff Chip Simmons today saying that the investigators believe it was a retaliatory shooting, not specifying what they were retaliating to, but believed to be two suspects that are on the loose still. Also in Santa Rosa County, Sheriff Bob Johnson says a Pace man, 53-year-old Jeffrey Holly, was arrested for allegedly tying up a woman with duct tape and a rope inside her home. An alert neighbor called for a welfare check after hearing some arguing, some shouting, and then seeing the suspect go out to his truck and returning inside with zip ties. And Sheriff Johnson also making it known that this is just 2 months after the suspect was released from prison after serving time on false imprisonment charges against the same victim. So that's a troubling story there. Austin, final check of the roads this hour?
Well, luckily, it should be a rather anticlimactic update. Let's see. We do still have that accident report if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Avalon Boulevard. And it's still causing some backups in that immediate vicinity. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Cloudy skies tonight with a 40% chance that a little rain may move through the area. As we head through the overnight hours, lows will fall into the upper 60s, so pretty warm all night long. During the day Tuesday, we continue with a 40% chance for a shower or thunderstorm to pop up. Mostly cloudy skies with high temperatures pretty close to 80 degrees. The weather on Wednesday will be mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate that. You have a good evening. As we wind down here, 6:55 on News Radio 92.3, some wackier stories in the rounds today. Snoop Dogg got busted near L.A. for trying to cheat the carpool lane last week, only it wasn't really Snoop Dogg, but a guy dressed up his chair to look like it was.
What?
Some guy got pulled over with a dummy in the passenger seat that looked a lot like Snoop Dogg. He had it set up with a hoodie and sunglasses, and people online commented that he may have used a Snoop Dogg Halloween mask. Either way, it didn't work. The cop who pulled him over snapped a photo of it and then cited the driver for multiple violations. So A for effort, though.
Yeah, I guess. Well, and what was the point of that?
Well, so there are in some states, so we talked about this before. So California has these carpool lanes where you register, so if you're going to work or coming home from work, there's these lanes that only people with at least a certain number of people in the car can go in. So the idea is, if you're carpooling, you can use the lanes that are supposed to be quicker, on kind of like an express lane, than other normal common folk lanes would be.
Yeah.
So he is using the dummy to try to get that rather than driving himself, so he would not be able to utilize that.
Yeah, and this dummy in this case just
so now it's
to be
a
Snoop
more
Dogg.
Expensive trip for him.
Yes, as it should be. A Pennsylvania man is hoping that he doesn't have to use his $900 federal tax refund towards a $34 billion state bill for unpaid taxes. Barry Tanger received the state bill last weekend from the Pennsylvania Department of Revenue. The bill came after his tax preparer had filed an amendment earlier this year to correct an error on his 22 return, so he's really got an error to fix now. Tanger says he's never made enough money to owe $34 billion. Can't think of many folks who have. He says he spoke with a Department of Revenue representative who told him, "You had a good year. So let's ruin it with $34 billion.
Let's get this fixed and taken care of. How about that? Looking at some good news also, an eighth grader in Wisconsin being called a hero for stepping in when his school bus driver went down. The school district says A.C. Holland III saw his bus driver lose consciousness during the ride to school last week. Holland jumped in, got the driver's foot off the gas pedal, and then applied the brake. Police say he was starting to veer into oncoming traffic. Holland then called 911 and even assured the younger kids that everything would be okay. So great job to A.C.
Yeah, true hero there. As I said in hour one, I have found myself in a not anything too severe, luckily. But
you would be the younger kid that he is reassuring.
Yeah, I'm the grown man sitting on the bus, and he's like, "Hey, don't worry, sir, I got it." But yeah, no, I typically panic in a crisis, so good for him. Hot dogs saved a guy's life in Omaha, Nebraska on Friday. A tornado destroyed his house, but he was out buying hot dogs at a gas station when it happened. He was in surprisingly good spirits when he talked to a reporter about it. He said he was just happy everyone in his neighborhood survived, saying, quote, "Stuff can be replaced, but family is everything."
Yeah, absolutely. Also, 24 years ago, a cop in Indiana named Gene Eister saved a baby boy after somebody abandoned him in a cardboard box. Now they're in the news after Gene found out the kid grew up to become a cop himself. 24-year-old Matthew Stewart is a rookie with the same police department that Gene worked for. So you never know whose life you're going to touch.
Yeah,
you
absolutely. Never
know. And maybe you will know, which is obviously why this story is in the news. But, you know, you do good things and, you know, you never know.
Yeah, you never know. You never know that
until
baby.
You do.
That baby you find in a box could, you know, end up being a cop someday.
Yeah.
Friday was Arbor Day, and a student at Auburn University set a new world record by hugging 1,123 trees in an hour. He's currently getting his master's degree in forestry. That's not a joke. That's not a bad pun that Joe or I wrote. That is absolutely what he's doing. But you know what? Good for him, because that tells me that he does know what he's doing when it comes to hugging those trees. Would you not agree, Joe?
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. I would also hope that the tree at Toomer's Corner, the one that gets TP'd. Well, you know what? I don't know if he actually could, because isn't it kind of roped off because of what happened with Harvey Updike? I would hope that it was one of the trees that he hugged, but he may not be able to.
I'd like to think they'd make
maybe they make a special exemption for that.
Yeah,
but hey, he's probably, you know, a tree hugger gets a bad rap, right? But I'm sure he would take that nickname
for sure.